Chapter 57. Peccatum, peccatum, peccatum. The seven P's written on the back of Dante's death mask immediately pulled Langdon's thoughts back into the text of the Divine Comedy. For a moment, he was back on stage in Vienna, presenting his lecture, Divine Dante, Symbols of Hell. "We have now descended," his voice resounded over the speakers, "passing down through the nine rings of hell to the center of the earth, coming face to face with Satan himself." Langdon moved from slide to slide through a series of three-headed Satans from various works of art, Botticelli's Mappa, the Florence Baptistry's Mosaic, and Andrea di Cioni's terrifying black demon, its fur soiled with the crimson blood of its victims. "Together," Langdon continued, "we have climbed down the shaggy chest of Satan, reversed direction as gravity shifted, and emerged from the gloomy underworld once again to see the stars." Langdon advanced slides until he reached an image he had shown earlier, the iconic Domenico di Michelino painting from inside the Duomo, which depicted the red-robed Dante standing outside the walls of Florence. "And if you look carefully, you will see those stars." Langdon pointed to the star-filled sky that arched above Dante's head. "As you see, the heavens are constructed in a series of nine concentric spheres around the earth. This nine-tiered structure of paradise is intended to reflect and balance the nine rings of the underworld. As you've probably noticed, the number nine is a recurring theme for Dante." Langdon paused, taking a sip of water and letting the crowd catch their breath after their harrowing descent and final exit from hell. "So, after enduring the horrors of the Inferno, you must all be very excited to move toward paradise. Unfortunately, in the world of Dante, nothing is ever simple." He heaved a dramatic sigh. "To ascend to paradise, we all must, both figuratively and literally, climb a mountain." Langdon pointed to the Michelino painting. On the horizon, behind Dante, the audience could see a single cone-shaped mountain rising into the heavens. Spiraling up the mountain, a pathway circled the cone repeatedly, nine times, ascending in ever-tightening terraces toward the top. Along the pathway, naked figures trudged upward in misery, enduring various penances on the way. "I give you Mount Purgatory," Langdon announced. "And sadly, this grueling nine-ring descent is the only route from the depths of Inferno to the glory of Paradise. On this path, you can see the repentant souls ascending, each paying an appropriate price for a given sin. The envious must climb with their eyes sewn shut, so they cannot covet. The prideful must carry huge stones on their backs to bend them low in a humble manner. The gluttonous must climb without food or water, thereby suffering excruciating hunger, and the lustful must ascend through hot flames to purge themselves of passion's heat." He paused. "But before you are permitted the great privilege of climbing this mountain and purging your sins, you must speak to this individual."